I'm here with Steve Johnson from Iowa State University Ag Extension. Steve, you told the group to control the controllables. What do you mean by that?
I think we live in a time where people are so focused on those things they have no control over, whether it be oil spills or politics or weather. You know, most of the people here today are millionaires. They've built assets in row crop agriculture that they need to focus on, whether it be on plans for purchasing, fall applied anhydrous, or for estimating the yield they've got. This is a real frustrating one. You know, we've got about 56,000 farmers in the state of Iowa that are growing corn, and I wonder how many of them have estimated their corn yields. I do. I report on USDA NAS reports, and so I've got a random sample number of fields that I travel to. And again, there's some spots that are missing, but where there's corn in those fields, I'm impressed with our planting populations, and that's the August report. And I'm impressed with the length of some of these ears and the number of kernels that are coming. I don't know whether we're going to fill the whole kernel, but that's a controllable factor. So I'm trying to drive the participants today back to making not only production decisions, but financial decisions and marketing decisions. And spend less time listening to all the clutter that's going on in the world. All right. And being very focused on their family and their friends and their community and their farm operation.
Isn't that easier said than done, though, considering, you know, how wired in everybody is? They've got their Blackberries. In the cab of the tractor, they're hooked up to the Internet. How do you get away from it? And how do you just focus on those controllable factors?
Well, I think it is. I think it's a challenge mentally for a farmer to focus on those things. But in essence, that's their decision, whether the radio's on or the TV's on or the, you know, what they're using the Internet for. But I believe that we live in times where we've got tremendous price volatility and uncertainty, where production of wheat in Kazakhstan can influence the price of corn in Iowa. And so rather than trying to outguess whether they're going to get rain in Kazakhstan, that they're focused on the fact is that, you know what, my price objective is $4.08 a bushel on December corn, and if we'd rally back to this level again, I need to generate cash for my farm operation. There's where I think the point is separate things. You know, I separate the BP oil spill. It's been 3 months, and you know what? I don't spend a lot of time worrying about that. There's a lot smarter people than myself, and I went to Iowa State University. There's a lot smarter people than myself to figure that out. So, again, I challenge the group today to turn off CNN, turn off Fox News, turn off talk radio. Focus on those things that you have control over.
I know you get a chance to go around a lot of you're able to go to conferences all over the country. This is a little different setting, though. You're literally right out here in the field. The cornfield is right on the other side of the tent where you're talking. Better venue?
Yeah, it's a great venue. You know, as a presenter, you always like to get in front of crowds. Rarely are they 500, and never are they in a tent, air-conditioned, with a backdrop of corn with lights projecting up on the corn plant. So it is. It's a fun venue. I enjoyed the opportunity last week in Decatur, and now being back in home in central Iowa, it's a great venue, and I would expect it to continue to get larger every year. I heard them talking about they're going to have more seating next year. So.
Steve, some great information. Anything else you'd like our audience to know about what you're telling the folks here in Malcolm, Iowa?
Well, I think the importance of starting to focus on the 11 crop. Pre-purchasing, fall applied anhydrous. We apply a lot of anhydrous in the fall, and that was a problem last year because we had that wet fall. We're probably going to do a lot more fall tillage than we've done because we've got a lot of compacted areas, those low-lying parts of fields. I think we're going to see an earlier harvest, probably a normal harvest. The harvest we used to get in 4 and 5 and 6, I think is probably coming this year where we get some good dry down, much better corn quality. Don't put 10 corn on top of 9 corn in on-farm storage. Good early basis opportunities. In Illinois, it was probably the end of August and early September. Here, it's probably the first half Sep. is to go ahead and start locking in bases when you know when you can deliver bushels. But I think the better basis opportunities of the fall sit early. They probably sit in that first 2 weeks of September. If you can deliver dry corn or you can deliver beans to the marketplace, to the processor, to the river, I think there's your best basis opportunity. And again, we've rallied, you know, bean prices a dollar, you know, since the spring low, and we rallied corn 67 cents. Reward the market, and don't be afraid to get some 11 bushels booked. We've got a soft global economy, uncertainty of federal spending, of whether we're going to continue supporting the biofuel industry. You know, we've seen basically the government, you know, wave on supporting biodiesel. If that would happen to the blender's credit, we don't extend the VTEC beyond December 31st, we're going to overproduce the amount of ethanol for the supply that's out here. So I encourage participants to get involved with the farm organizations and commodity groups to understand how important these decisions are that will be made in Washington. Again, is it a controllable? Yeah, it is a controllable. The fact is that you have a voice to make sure that those decision makers know the importance of support for the biofuel industry.
Steve Johnson with Iowa State Ag Extension here at the WIFL's 2010 Corn Strategies here in Welcome, Iowa. Steve, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.